A recent story in the Irish Examiner highlighted a case of a man who was charged with rape being able to continue to referee underage GAA games while awaiting trial. The case has highlighted a weakness in the Garda vetting system, as vetting is a snapshot of a person at a particular point in time and lasts for 3 years. Our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan has been finding out more.
It's a Saturday morning at Albert College Park on Dublin's north side. Plenty of people are out walking their dogs, others are playing sports, and some are sipping coffee, relaxing on the benches. Over at one pitch, some children are playing hurling, kitted out in the familiar blue and gold of Nafina. The Gaelic Games Club is one of Ireland's biggest, with around 4,000 members. It's involved in football, hurling, camogie and rounders, and there are around 400 coaches who help these kids hone their skills and keep active. But with that comes responsibilities when it comes to child safeguarding, and it's an area that Nafina takes very seriously. Here's Children's Officer John Nisbet explaining the process members go through before they are clear to start working with them.
Two-stage process, you sign up through the GAA's system, FURIN it's called, and you request the Garda vetting, and then the club checks your documentation and your name, address and all that kind of thing. That gets sent off to the GAA, that gets sent off to the guards. The guards then communicate directly with the mentor or coach, and then that mentor fills out a form through the Gardaí to their portal, and then they do the double checks on all of their previous, if they have any records or anything like that. The second part of it is a safeguarding training, and that's done by the various trained individuals in the GAA, LGFA and Camogie, and they would train the mentors into how to spot things that are going on for young people in the GAA. And that's a safeguarding training. And then the third part is a sort of a basic coaching training, you know, and we try in Nafina is make that as easy as possible and support the mentors through that process as much as possible, because that's key. You want people to volunteer. You don't want to put barriers in them. It's like barriers in front of them. So we don't look at it as a barrier. We look at it as an enabling for them. And we're very lucky in that the trainers approach it from that point of view about giving people tools to work with young people.
Today we are looking at the subject of Garda vetting, after a recent story from Tipperary raised concerns about potential weaknesses in the system. Here's Keenan Brennan, who reported on the case for the Irish Examiner.
A 28-year-old man had been convicted of rape following an incident at a house party in Tipperary in 2021. He was convicted and sent to prison for 7 years at the end of July. And it came to my attention afterwards that he, as a member of the GAA, he had been officiating, refereeing GAA matches for at least 2 years while on bail, charged with rape. And now, where this became an issue is that he had been refereeing underage matches. And per the GAA's vetting policy, which generally is seen as something that people get vetted if they're coaching children, for instance, but referees who are officiating underage matches, that's anything under 18, also need to be vetted. If this individual had been vetted in the previous 3 years, or certainly in the previous 2 years, you would have expected the fact that he had been charged with rape to come to the fore. So this seems like a bit of a grey area, because somebody could be vetted but then charged with something quite serious, which perhaps would make it inappropriate for them to be working, say, with children, or in this case, just officiating matches minor and under.
This case has led to a wider discussion about the vetting process and whether more safeguards are needed in cases where circumstances change in the 3-year window between vetting renewals. Under the current system, if someone is charged with a crime or even convicted, an organisation may not become aware of it until that person's vetting is renewed after the 3-year cycle. Solicitor Tom O'Malley said the laws may need to be changed to address this.
It's one of those areas, I suppose, that certainly needs to be looked at in terms of when a person is charged with a sexual offence. Although, again, of course, as I said, they're entitled to the presumption of innocence until such time as they are convicted, if they are convicted. Well, then I think there should certainly be an obligation on that person to inform an employer, first of all, if they are working with children, or indeed any voluntary organisation that may be involved in, to inform them as well, rather than, if you like, leaving it to the employer or the organisation, as the case may be, who may not be aware of this. Because, as you say, under sex offenders legislation, people are entitled to anonymity until such time as they are convicted. And in fact, very often when they are convicted, they remain anonymous if it's necessary to do that in order to safeguard the interests of the victim.
Before the case in Tipperary, people had been working on legislation to address different issues around it. One of those is Sinn Féin TD Paul Donnelly, who along with his party colleagues have proposed an amendment to the National Vetting Bureau Bill. The bill is currently making its way through the Dáil stages.
There is a gap in the legislation which enables people to, I suppose, avoid disclosing if they've already got their Garda vetting for that period of 3 years. Then if something happens in the intervening period, then there's no onus on anybody, and particularly the person who may be charged with an offence that would make it difficult for them to get Garda vetting in the first place. There's no onus on them to disclose that. So what we have said is that that when they sign the application, the original Garda vetting form, that they would sign a consent. That information then is shared by the Gardaí to the organisations that the person either works for, supports or gets involved in. And that would then ensure that we have a sort of a safety mechanism in between those three-year periods. Because, as you say, we've seen it recently where a guy who was charged with a very serious offence and he was a referee down the country. And obviously, because there is no mechanism currently in place in the legislation, that person refereed for the 3 years until they were convicted of a really, really serious rape. So I suppose that's the essence of what we're trying to do in terms of our legislation. And it passed into the first stage. We hope to get it into committee. We recognise that there are some issues that do need to be addressed, even in terms of our legislation. And we're hopeful that the government will work with us to move this forward as quickly as we possibly can.
Sinn Féin TD Paul Donnelly ending that report by Gavin O'Callaghan.